You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Super Bowl odds and conference championship recap edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100, get 100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the Super Bowls green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
First, I would like to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you, man.
To Kadarius Toney and the Kansas City Chiefs for making the Super Bowl. I'd also like to congratulate Andy Reid for having a chance at some sweet ass fucking revenge.
What's his revenge?
I don't know.
If anything,
they ran him out of town.
No, they didn't. That wasn't how it went at all. I mean, they're very kind. Very kind the way we let go of Andy Reid.
Shot him in a Scud missile out to Kansas City, the Midwest. Andy Reid's not a Midwestern guy.
Chat's alive and well. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Hitting the chat. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles going to the Super Bowl, winning the NFC Conference Championship. Ryan, I'm old enough to remember a time when people said Brock Purdy, a rookie quarterback, was going to come in and destroy this Philadelphia Eagles team. Oh, you know, he's only had two road games, but he's going to come into the league and undress the Philadelphia Eagles defense. I told you Purdy would be hurty. And I didn't say Purdy would be injured. I said Purdy would be hurty. He couldn't play through the hurt. And here we are. Josh Johnson knocked him out of the game. And people go, oh, well, hey, it's the refs, it's the injuries. Well, let's not bury the lead. The reason we were able to get to the quarterback and sack them and, they got hurt. They weren't completely injured. As you saw, Brock Purdy came back in the game. Okay, he couldn't throw the ball 5 yards. Wah. I was told they didn't need a quarterback. They had Kyle Shanahan, a coaching genius who wasn't smart enough to challenge an obvious drop by Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith, with the veteran play call, calling for the hurry up. I thought he was a coaching genius.
I love that they have a signal that says hurry up. I didn't catch the ball.
Well, Ryan, I mean, maybe you're joking, but it's actually a great strategy by teams. If you don't think you caught the ball, you go hurry up. It's a veteran move.
Of course. I'm just laughing because it was very, Sean, we were sitting thousands of miles away, and the second you saw him get up and start making that maneuver, you understood.
If I'm a coach and I see the receiver rushing to get the playoff, it means he didn't catch the ball. You should challenge him.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, you took the challenges home with you. That's a great consolation prize.
I think the flat
brim. You and your flat brim get the fuck out of Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Because we're celebrating a championship, baby. No, tough loss for the Knicks.
It was, as I put on at Kramer Centric earlier today, doomsday scenario is becoming more likely. All of that being said, Sean, I brought up some notes here because, people love to talk football. So as we are doing the spots, I have a recycled note that I was sending around because they always want to know, what do you want to talk about? What do you like? Kansas City money line under. Love Burrow to go over an interception. Eagles minus 2.5 under. Love Hurts anytime touchdown. That's what I was sending around.
The Hurts anytime touchdown is literally free money. Gainwell and Boston Scott and Miles Sanders had much bigger games because I was told the entire time that the 49ers had a dominating rush defense. I made the mistake. I thought they wouldn't be able to run the ball, and they were. And they dominated. Nick Fortune in the chat saying, poor winner, Sean. You're acting like so many people didn't talk a ton of shit to me from the 49ers. And
there were, all right, let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
There were certain people out there who have their power ratings, their numbers.
The entire gambling community, the sharp gambling community, was on the 49ers.
My hands are tied. My power ratings tell me that the 49ers are a better team.
Yes, this was an eye test gut handicap that Purdy wasn't going to come in here and knock the Eagles out.
Furthermore,
it was not a random injury coincidence that we were able to get to Brock Purdy and get to Josh Johnson, turn them over, and then force them to go back Purdy. It's crazy.
Furthermore, I laid this case out as to why you want to play the adjusted spreads in the game.
Yes.
Specifically in the pregame show, telling you you should bet minus 14.
I said up to minus 13.
You said 13.5. I then said 14.
Yeah.
The game got out of hand and it was over by the second quarter. Right? Like, obviously, there was points of this game where it was like, the Eagles are dominating and somehow it's 7-7. Obviously the quarterback getting hurt helps that, but then the scoreboard started normalizing and you very quickly saw like their big 3rd-and-13 play is a reverse to Debo Samuel that they just ran two plays ago. That's not a good idea.
They were scared to throw the ball.
I mean, at this point you might as well call up Joe Judge and run that sweet ass 3rd-and-13 QB sneak. Same effect. I don't actually know what it would feel like to be a 49ers fan.
It's a tough loss, but I think I'm sure the 49ers
feeling of quit that I watched my team exhibit.
Well, it was right up there with the Giants where it's just like,
what are you
hey,
talking about?
In the second half of the Giants game, very similar it. Where they go, "Hey, we're not going to win this game. Let's just run the clock out." And you saw that from the 49ers. The 49ers was an exaggerated version, but neither team tried to throw the ball. They just didn't. All right, we got callers.
You wanna take a caller?
We got we haven't even really got into the Chiefs Bengals yet. We will be revealing this.
Wait,
Super Bowl spread has just dropped as well.
Before we take the caller, can you just play the breaking? We do have breaking news. Burrow's not the father.
The paternity test came back. Burrow is not the father. Oh, please, someone in the social team, pull up a. Pull up one of those Maury gifts or whatever. And Burrow is not the father. All right. Joining us on the line, he has a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl future, Mr. Cameron Kerr. What's happening, Cameron?
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
All right.
Cameron's probably in his basement, so his wife doesn't hear it because she's a huge Cowboys fan.
Time out. You're a Steelers fan. What are you doing?
He's singing about a sweet money play.
Jumping into the choir and singing the silly ass song.
The Bengals lost. That's all I cared about. I have been taking shit all week in the Discord chat from Bengals fans.
Yeah, they were chirping at you.
It was me versus the world. Kramer wasn't backing me up. I know you guys were on the Chiefs and they just ate shit today. 2-0. I went 2-0. Easiest money in my life. Taking the books for the most I've ever taken them this week. And now I don't even have to bet on the Super Bowl. I have a Chiefs future and an Eagles future. So, pretty good day.
Yeah. Some recommendations just to avoid doing anything silly with the extra funds. Take a hot shower, get any sort of aggression or pent up anything released, and just move. You know, realize you're gonna have a nice meal to eat.
Just do something with it.
Reward yourself. You worked hard for it. And just don't sing the song.
And to be clear, you will be betting on the Super Bowl, Cameron, because otherwise we're gonna have to fire.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So I follow up on the advice you guys gave me. I told my wife, I was like, look, like if the Eagles win, I can buy you some jewelry. Yeah. We can go on a vacation. And she said, I don't want your blood diamonds and I don't want your blood money.
No, I respect that.
Wow. All right.
I mean, she's a Cowboys fan, but she sounds like she's got
hashtag Dejan's
her heart's in the right place.
Yes.
So that's why I had to enter by singing the song, because I've had to hold it in all day. I got a few good jabs in, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Cameron. Best of luck with your Eagles future. I know I'll be rooting for it.
Let it ride, guys.
Let it ride. All right. Joining us on the line as well. So a lot of people won money, Ryan. I don't know if this guy did. He's notorious for losing money. He is, of course, the one and only Cousin Mush. No. Mush, how'd you make out this weekend?
I did just fine, Sean.
Oh, wow.
And I'm glad to see you.
There you go.
I'm glad to see you've moved on from the Modelo's to whatever that concoction is on the desk. Oh,
this
there.
Is a delicious Devil's River whiskey on the rocks.
Wow. Highly recommend. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, congratulations on the Eagles. That pains me to say that. But I will say this. Twitter is a vile, vile space out there. If I see one more fan, I guess I can call you all fans, complain about the refs costing your team, go talk to fucking FanDuel. Go talk to DraftKings. Ask for your money back. That's what the world has come to. You're all bitches. Yeah. Show up and watch me kick a field goal. Let it ride.
There you go.
And so this is a 2-0 temperament. This is a good weekend.
Yeah, I did all right. I only bet very small on the Eagles game. I also, like Cameron, have futures on both the Eagles and the Chiefs. Probably not as good as his are. I think he got his preseason or whatever, but I'm going to just bet 12 million on props in the Super Bowl and just sit there and laugh and watch my money get collected. So it was a good weekend here in Rhode Island.
There you go. Shout out to the cousin Mush. And then hopefully we see you out in Arizona 2 weeks from now.
Kicking field goal.
Yeah. I'll hit you up Monday, Tuesday, whatever day you guys get there.
Awesome. Let it ride, cousin Mush.
Let's go.
All right. I guess we got to talk. You know, I feel like we hit on the Eagles just kind of dominated the 49ers. I'm sure if you're a 49ers fan, you're saying, hey, Brock Purdy got hurt. Josh Johnson got hurt. That's kind of your excuse. The refs, I mean, walking through the ref, the calls. I mean, I would say maybe that second, you know, the Goddard, defensive pass interference or illegal contact, that was suspect. But I mean, some of the other ones, like I don't really understand.
The refs
weren't
the reason. I mean, relax.
Especially if it's 31-7. If it like comes down to the final drive, or hey, okay, fine. Maybe they helped them extend the drive on that roughing the punter. Okay, fine. Again, he clearly ran into the guy and hit his kicking leg, whatever the rule is. But all right, fine. Wipe that touchdown off the board. Okay, you didn't like the other call. Wipe that touchdown off the board. Wipe another touchdown off the board just because you're bitching. We still win 10-7. It was about the Eagles defensive line eating the lunch of the 49ers offensive line. That was my handicap coming into the game. And that's how the game shook out. Hassan Reddick, if you listen to the Dire Eagles podcast, he was the player of the game. He was a guy I thought would make a difference. And he lit up the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the 49ers are a Trey Lance away from a Super Bowl appearance.
Oh man, who is going to be the quarterback of the 49ers next year? You give it to Brock Purdy, right? Oh, he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Jimmy G rides in on his horse.
I mean, really,
long,
that is
flowing locks.
That is going to be a ton of drama shaping up for next season. And then we haven't even gotten to the Chiefs Bengals game. That the AFC Conference Championship game, it was weird. It felt like a game almost where neither team really wanted to win that game. And you know, I was on the Bengals. I thought obviously it was a good call. Like No, Patrick Mahomes had his foot out of in the white, and then he hit him. It was a dumb play. Like I get why they called it. It was a horrible way for the game to end because the rest of the game was pretty good and pretty competitive, a real back and forth.
It's a stupid play.
Kind of how I thought it would go. Like I thought, you know, the Bengals would just kind of be hanging around and they'd be able to get the win thanks to some Burrow big pass plays, and it just wasn't enough at the end. And really, the Bengals offensive line ended up being the thing that kind of broke their back, giving up that last sack where they had to punt. You really felt, and then the punt return really was kind of the stuff that ended the game for.
Would love to see Burrow have a healthy offensive line in the postseason, and I mean, he's done it now twice with a bad offensive line, lost AFC championship game, lost Super Bowl.
Alex Crouch, known Chiefs fan, already talking smack, saying Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes get their second ring. Not so fast. I mean, early matchup stuff. And Ryan, the great thing is we have 2 weeks to talk about this game.
We should take a bye week.
2 weeks dedicated to my Philadelphia Eagles. And, yeah, so I think the one matchup that really jumps out at me, and you saw, how do we beat the 49ers? How do we beat the New York Giants? It was with our ability to run the ball, control the clock. I don't think this Chiefs defense has the physicality to stop this Eagles offense. Chris Jones looked pretty good. You know who looked pretty good coming into this game? Nick Bosa. Didn't hear a lot from him. He got in on one read option, zero sacks. Lane Johnson, who again, sometimes players get hurt and they still play like Lane Johnson did. Sometimes players get hurt.
You talking at Lamar Jackson right now?
No, sorry.
Lamar Jackson's agent.
Lamar Jackson's agent. Alex, you have to raise your hand in the Discord event. Maybe he is. Maybe he's calling in, Ryan.
Oh boy.
I'm pretty sure he was at the game. Joining us on the line, Kansas City Chiefs super fan, Alex. What's happening, Alex? You're on the line, Alex. What's up?
Some of that Kansas City water, you know.
Alex, you're on the line. You just muted and unmuted yourself.
He's freaking out right now. He's like Patrick Mahomes on that high ankle sprain.
Can't figure it out. All right. Well, maybe he'll hop on here in a second. But I mean, what's your first take on matchup stuff? Eagles Chiefs run.
Are any of the quarterbacks that the Eagles have faced so far actual superheroes like Patrick Mahomes? I don't know. I mean, you obviously have to. I mean,
King Patrick is holding his ball control, his kryptonite, because dropped back the pass and the ball just jumped out of his hand.
If that was, I mean, let's be honest. If that's Daniel Jones a season and a half ago, he gets murdered for that. But Pat, we won't even mention it. It won't be mentioned.
Mentioned is his gutty run for the first down and his ability to draw the roughing the passer call. Come on. I mean, what did you think of Mahomes' game in general?
They figure it out. They find a way.
The second touchdown pass I thought was an amazing throw. It really was a really good throw.
They find a way. The level of comp is going to go up a little bit. I think the Bengals have a good defense. I think they sit back and kind of play that style that frustrates Mahomes. I don't know if the Eagles will do that. So maybe it's a different game. I obviously got to see the health of the receivers. They were down to Marcus Kemp being out there, a 30-1 anytime guy, which was pretty exciting for us as guys who monitor those types of markets. But yeah, I mean, early matchup stuff would be, I'll be curious to see what they, you know, so when the Giants played the Chiefs, I think multiple times, Bradbury essentially covered Kelsey and did so fairly effectively. If I'm not mistaken, we'll be sure to have those numbers. But that would be that's the intriguing matchup to me, because I watched those games and I think Bradbury could potentially be a Travis Kelsey killer.
Yeah, and
that would be the matchup I'd circle right now that you're going to hear the mainstream media pick up on, but they're going to start showing you the tape of Bradbury when he was on the Giants guarding Kelsey, and he was effective doing so.
Yeah, no, I I think, I mean, I really obviously like our secondary. I really like the defensive line. I mean, I thought Cincinnati in general played pretty good as far as getting pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And I think our defensive line is the best in the league. And our, the number of sacks we have shows that.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what Andy Reid has planned. I mean, obviously he's one of the better guys in the league at dealing with like misdirection and things like that.
Well, speaking of misdirection, they ran one hook and ladder play, almost ran another hook
to
and ladder
tight end to
Noah Gray, who I was on the anytime touchdown. Come on, pitch it to him. He might have gotten in, but didn't get in there.
And I would say, as I was saying all week, Sean, the Kansas City pass rush is up there with the Eagles in terms of, you know, like I said, third as opposed to the Eagles, number one in adjusted sack rate, but just an effective pass rush. And you see both teams, their pass rush controlled the game and was probably the difference.
But I guess for me, the Eagles offensive line, I think, is noticeably better than the Chiefs.
Of course, but just in terms of you can only play against your opponent, and both defensive lines had exceptional games, and I would expect both defensive lines to be a factor. And if they're not, the team that is able to mute the other team's pass rush probably wins the game. Sean, hot take.
Miles Sanders had a big game. I didn't think they'd be able to run as well as they did, and then Kenny Gainwell had some big carries late. I mean, I think the matchup for the running game, the Eagles running game against the Chiefs defense, I think is very, very good. I don't think the Bengals did enough to run the ball on the Chiefs. Like, they just didn't try. They never got a good formula of getting Mixon going. And again, we had talked about it as far as like the Bengals offensive line. Hey, now that they don't have the snow to kind of neutralize the pass rush, are they going to be as good? Are they going to be as dominant? They weren't, but even they almost got away with it. Like, I thought they were going to be able to get away with it, but ultimately they gave up one sack too many. And yeah, if the Eagles let up seven sacks, then I don't think they're winning that game. If Jalen Hurts throws two interceptions, I would be flabbergasted if they won that game. So what the Eagles do right though is they don't let up sacks. They don't turn the ball over, and that's been huge for them, you know, this season. That's why they're so dominant. That's why Jalen Hurts is now 16-1, and that's why Jalen Hurts is the MVP of the league. And as we know, we saw this is just setting up like 2017, where Tom Brady won the season long MVP, and then our buddy Nick Foles won the real MVP, MVP that matters for the Super Bowl, Ryan.
Got it.
P. Ryan played well. What are your takes on any sort of like player prop stuff? To me, the most shocking, again, like I said, was the Eagles rushing game. Obviously the 49ers offense was just complete dog shit because they got outworked on the road.
Remember when I took the under on Brock Purdy passing yards and she took the over. I understand there was an injury, but I don't know if he was getting there today.
No, I don't think it was Brock Purdy's day on a number of levels. Although I should be yelling at the sports books. Hey, void, where's my money back on Brock Purdy interceptions? He got hurt. Come on. Just because the guy only threw three balls doesn't mean I shouldn't get paid for Brock Purdy over interception. A lot of the books just don't hang. The over
soft.
Or they don't give you fumble props. Irwin, that was a heartbreaker. Again, I had over 8.5 receiving yards. He had six.
One catch.
Fucker couldn't get three more yards.
Needed two.
The annoying thing is we're going to have to dig deep to find some really interesting prop stuff. Cause with the Eagles and with the Chiefs, well, we'll see. Cause maybe the Chiefs injury stuff makes some of the other guys more interesting, but I feel like both teams, as far as their production and who is going to get the touchdowns, that kind of stuff, it's fairly chalky as of late.
Oh, see, I disagree. The fact that you have four ball carriers that could get a handoff around the end zone with the Eagles,
you're right,
makes it pretty interesting. I think the fact that the Chiefs, we could be talking about Fortson or Marcus Kemp or Sky Moore, like. Perhaps we just end up with shitty odds on guys that shouldn't be there, but I certainly think, like, what if they decide to dust off Ronald Jones for this game? I like Andy Reid being cute against his former team, that wouldn't shock me. Well, and by the way, you know who's on? I believe is on the can. We have to confirm this, but he's Melvin Gordon is on the Chiefs right now.
Does he see any? Well, and I mentioned it in the pregame show.
Got to be physical against the Eagles.
I mentioned in the pregame show, hey, do I get off? Or do I get off McKinnon? Yeah. And I, on one of my lineups I did, I switched over to Pacheco. I should have for both lineups, obviously in hindsight, but it does seem like McKinnon, they just use as a pass blocker. And he was on a tear with receiving touchdowns and all of a sudden just hit a complete wall.
I will say I have no information about this, but just the eye test, Pacheco definitely looked to get banged up at some point there. And he was kind of walking with a noticeable limp. So I would monitor that situation. I mean, what a joy it would be to grab some early Melvin Gordon anytime touchdown, just in case. What if he's the filling guy for Pacheco?
Chris time? Morrison checking in saying, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, can I finally get some merch to Canada? Oh, LOL. Wow. Hey, we should, if not right now, in the near future. I know Jake, the merch guy, is working on being able to get the merch delivered up to Canada. Yeah, so
let's get a mewling service.
A little bit of logistics we got to sort through, but that is right around the corner.
Fired over the river with a t-shirt cannon.
All right, Kramer. Any other recap stuff you want to talk to? If you're complaining about the refs, we do have refs or terrorist t-shirts in the merch store.
Support us and.
And your hatred of refs. Yeah.
Expose your stance on the referees, which I was commenting this repeatedly in the studio while we were watching the game. But wild card weekend, it felt like the refs stayed out of it for the most part. This weekend, it felt like, and it maybe it's just anecdotal, but there was a lot of refs getting involved in ways where it's like, okay.
We haven't even gotten to that, that weird third down do-over play that the Chiefs got, which, okay, the crowd noise, whatever.
Well, when they show the replay, you do clearly see the referee running in from the corner. So I'm less, at first it was like, holy shit, they're really offering the Chiefs an easier path to victory than they are to the Bengals. As far as other recap stuff, I mean, like you said, I was joking, but not joking. Very excited for the San Francisco offseason. Very, very
excited. A lot of drama around there.
I'm very excited to break down that first, like who's going to be the starting quarterback week one for the Niners. I don't know. I'm poor Bengals, I guess. They seem set up pretty well.
Ryan McGee also pointing out, the free third down, obviously that was a bad one by the refs. The drop Devonta Smith pass. Again, I don't even think that was the ref's fault. Like they couldn't see it and it looked live. It looked like he caught the ball. That's on Kyle Shanahan to be man enough to go for the challenge.
Can I ask a
question? And then there was also the miss block in the back on the final punt return. Maybe they should have called that as well.
Refs miss calls. That's fine. Can I ask a question? What wild card round? We had all of these like rapid reviews from New York.
Yes.
And then it was kind of inconsistent last week. And then today, like the Chiefs have to challenge that one play on the first down where he reaches the ball.
Well, so I think I figured it out. I think when it's something that it needs multiple camera angles to decide, then they actually have to have them call it. On a couple stuff,
they didn't need, like, that's a good example. Like specifically the yard one that the Chiefs had to challenge.
Yeah.
That's one we've seen them use, right? We've seen them go and I think do the rapid
review. If it's super obvious with like one camera angle, you don't even need the other camera angles. Then they just
like say a camera right down the first down line marker.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I just don't understand when they decided to deploy this league. Like, oh, wait, hold on. You don't need a challenge. We'll take care of it. It's fishy. We're getting closer to WWE stuff, you know.
The Eagles, Ryan, are the first team in NFL history to go to two Super Bowls in 5 years with a different head coach and quarterback combo.
Seems random.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just random.
I mean, again, if Howie Roseman doesn't win Exec of the Year, the award means nothing. And again, complete disrespect. Now Hassan Reddick has more sacks than Bosa. Jalen Hurts has more wins than Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Nick Sirianni, not even a finalist for Coach of the Year.
Right.
Even though he's 5-0 against the Coach of the Year candidates.
He's a heel.
I love it. No one believes in us, Ryan.
I mean, look, I think Howie's going to be watching quarterback tape. That's all I could think as I was watching Jalen Ertz not have a dominant performance and not be tested throwing the ball down the field is, boy, is Howie really going to pay this guy, or is he going to be?
He's 100%. He's going to get paid. You pay a Super Bowl MVP, and that's what we're going to see in 2 weeks from now, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just asking the questions. I'm non-subjective. I'm curious because he's done it before.
In what case?
Well, I mean, he drafted Jalen Hurts in the first place when he had Carson.
Was Carson Wentz in the Super Bowl?
I mean, he was injured.
But was he in? No, he wasn't the starting quarterback in the Super Bowl. No.
But he does deserve a ring.
No, I mean, if you're on the team and you help him go 11-2, yeah, I do think you deserve a Super Bowl ring because you were part of the team.
Yeah.
He wasn't the starting quarterback for that season, and they didn't draft him in 2018. They drafted him 2 years later. So yeah, if they would have drafted him in 2018, maybe you could draw some parallels there. But he
I'm just saying they drafted him into his career. I mean, so
I don't know what point you're making, Ryan. I get it. You're trying to throw some shade at the Eagles.
I'm saying
that
they understood that the way to stay competitive is keep a rookie quarterback to have a cost control quarterback. And Jalen Hurts is getting to that point where he expires at that. And maybe he sees that he paid AJ Brown, keep the trenches strong and just cycle in a new quarterback. That's all I'm asking.
I mean, the fact that you have to dig that deep in an attempt to troll the Philadelphia Eagles.
This isn't my opinion. I'm just asking you a question.
Right.
I thought the audience might find your answer interesting.
What's my answer? They're not going to be drafting a quarterback in the first round. Okay. And they have two first
round
picks.
What about the second round?
I don't see it.
Okay.
But again, I do think there's something to having a cheap backup rookie quarterback. And again, I was obviously against the Hurts draft pick at the time. I've seen the wisdom of Howie Roseman, and I do think I think someone's going to pay Gardner Minshew near starter money. So maybe you draft a kid in the third or fourth round. That might be a good idea. We're getting ahead of ourselves, Ryan. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah. Of course, a big clip of Eagles fans chirping at Joey Bosa. Are you able to play that audio, Ryan, if I send it over to you?
Sure.
All right, I'll send you the file. Yeah, that was pretty great. Decker was all mad that he was wearing 49ers stuff and not Charger stuff. Come on, man, you're a Charger. What are you doing?
When did the Chargers play this week?
Are you Snapchatting your little butt buddies?
No, I'm just videoing you. The guy who's not playing today. Bosa! 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 How are those fines, Bosa?
They're good, because I can afford them.
So can I. Me too. Me too.
I love the guy. That was my favorite part. How are those fines, Bosa? Good. I can afford them. I'm rich. And then the drunk fan goes, "So can I. I'm rich too."
I mean, honestly, that's probably doesn't actually want to get hit by a guy like a Bosa.
No, but he also knows he's smart enough to know that
it's kind of a punk move.
No, come on. What, heckling someone at a football game? Ryan, have you got?
No, it's a punk move to like act like you're actually going to do something about it when he's behind the barrier.
Come on. It's Joey Bosa rocking the other team's colors. It's fine to heckle
him. That's 2023. We've gotten to that point where
you've turned into a millennial.
No, it's what you heckling a player that's on the field when you're in the stands. If you're both on the street and you're heckling a player, I'm in the camp that you probably at some point you should get hit in the face. Probably.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. All right, let's get to it. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WinBet. The line is out for the Super Bowl right now over at WinBet. The Eagles 2-point favorites, -108, -135 on the money line. Total sitting at 50. Kramer, what's your instant reaction on betting the big game?
Well, you immediately tried to lay down your narrative of the Eagles will be an unpopular team. Everyone's going to be betting on the Chiefs. Early money is pouring in on the Eagles. 70% of the bets, 80% of the money.
So it's sharps.
We've seen, I mean, it does appear, according to the screen I'm looking at, Kansas City opened as a 1.5 point favorite, which is kind of lockstep with what you saw earlier when we were we had the screen up, and now Eagles all the way to 2, even some 2.5s now out there, Sean. So I would imagine this will kind of bounce around in between 2.5, and then do you think it gets to 3?
No, I don't. I would be really, really surprised if we see a 3 on either side. Now I wouldn't be surprised if Chiefs close as a 1-point, 2-point favorite. I think it's just going to keep bouncing around between.
You want my bold prediction?
Sure.
That you're going to hear a lot of people who think they're smart tell you, you know what, the way to play this, because they're gonna be scared to make a pick. They're gonna tell you A, they love the Chiefs in a teaser, and B, they're gonna inform you that the money line on the Eagles will be a better play than laying the points because of the money line manipulation here and people's instincts to not take the 2.5, the 2, and play the Chiefs money line. So you'll get a discount on the Eagles money line. That's gonna be the angle. We're gonna hear those two takes. Remember this, Chiefs. If you hear someone try to tell you that they love the Chiefs in a teaser and they're not willing to pick the game, or that the Eagles money line is the play, they're most likely full of shit.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And where are all those the sharps that were saying it's the tease? It's a great tease.
Oh, the 49ers. Oh,
49ers tease them up. And the Chiefs tease them up. We were a part of that syndicate that moved the Chiefs from 2.5 point favorites to blah blah. It's like, guys, come on. It's 1.5, 2 points. It really doesn't matter in the end. You're just picking whoever wins, especially in conference championship games.
Yeah.
I think if you were teasing both those games together, you were getting cute because you knew one game was going to get out of control and one game was going to be close. That's how the NFL works. So
just to confirm, so your early look is at the favorite over under early look.
My lean,
yeah.
My lean.
Sorry, we're doing leans right now. I'm sorry.
I'll save my picks because we got 2 weeks. Now I think probably
early look / lean.
Probably this opinions. Week we'll tickle the feather. Yeah. We won't go hard on it. We'll save a lot for next week because we were going to be at the Super Bowl. Sports Gambling Podcast is coming to the Super Bowl Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be out in Arizona broadcasting live from Radio Row. Okay, switching my camera. And Thursday, we will be doing a live show from the Ainsworth in Phoenix, Arizona. If you're there and you're an SGP listener, come on out. The show's free. If you hit me up, I'll make sure I get you a drink. We can hang out. We got tons of information coming. You got to register. All that coming out soon. But if you're going to be out there for the Super Bowl or you live in the Phoenix area, come out. Hang out with us. Let's get wasted. Let's lay some win bets in Arizona.
Yeah, we'll make some memories. Awesome. We'll make some memories.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
All right, so early.
Oh wait, Ryan, real quick. D. Bettis is in this biatch.
Oh, what's up, D. Bettis?
He said, "Sorry, he's late to the party. He's fucking wasted over here."
Oh, all right. Well, he's probably happy, I guess.
Ryan McGee wanting to know, when do the Pro Bowl mini game lines come out? We will be handicapping any place that lets us bet on the Pro Bowl. We will be betting it. So
we will be breaking down all of the.
We will be releasing a Pro Bowl episode because there are going to be spreads. Awesome.
Colby's going to be pleased. We will do college basketball this week. That's
yeah. We'll get some college basketball and then go super hard for the National Football League. My early thought, I think, would lean towards the under because again, I like the Eagles defense. I like the Eagles ability to control the game. And I think they're going to, I mean, look at these other games again, obviously you can't really compare the Chiefs to these other two teams, but you can compare the Chiefs defense, I think, to the 49ers defense and the Eagles, even though the Chiefs were, or the 49ers were the number one defense, they kind of had their way with them. It wasn't pretty at times, but they were able to move the ball, get first downs, get touchdowns, create turnovers on the other side. And that feels like a good formula going into the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, 51 down to 49 and a half, some 50s. Yeah, I was trying to decide what the venue, like who that helps more. I don't think it is grass for those who wonder.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe the team that can run the ball historically, Kansas City against teams that can control the clock with the run and rush the passer, like a Tennessee, typically been kryptonite for them.
Well, and Eagles already have played in Arizona, so some familiarity with the stadium, the setup there. I don't know if it has any sort of impact, but
the surrounding wares.
I think it helps a little bit.
The good thirsty assholes.
Vinny Elliott already conspiracy theory. What about the first commercial? Miller Lite / Coors Light. This will be so rigged. They can look who has less money and boom, play it. I love the conspiracy theory on the first commercial. Well, shout out to me. Remember, Ryan, I gave out number of jets in the flyover. That was one of my that was last year. One of my greatest caches of all time.
Yeah. I wait. Why do I remember that as you being wrong?
No, I was right.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, it was the odds and what you were able to play it on was
got it. It was one of those, like,
it's one of those crazy props where they don't really have much limit. But again, I actually did the research and they found out there were going to be four planes.
Yeah. You're right. There was an order signed or something.
Yeah. They set the over under planes on the flyover at 3.5. It was going to be four. And yeah, we cashed it easily.
Will you once again be on heads this year? Actually, yeah. I'm just kidding. Don't give that away. Don't give that away.
Yeah, come on, Ryan. We got two weeks of
exotic props.
We got exotic props, Eagles props, Chiefs props.
Yeah,
McGee's saying he knows a guy in the Mint who says the coin flip will be heads. Okay. I mean, come on, that's inside info.
Well, you would have to dive into the humidity levels at the time of the game. Also, we'd probably have to run an analysis on the refs. Thumb force that he places on the coin. All right. I mean, we were discussing this before. I thought the Chiefs would be favorite. So a little shocked to see the early money to come in on Philly. But I guess as some folks in the room were saying, well, you know, the Chiefs are really banged up and people see how banged up they are. So instinctually, maybe there's that.
And it's 2 weeks too. I mean, the Eagles were banged up. You know, Jalen Hurts, the shoulder's still not quite 100%.
No, he looked hurt at times. He took a couple hits where you could tell he was keeping those arms in tight and not wanting to extend them, and like as if the shoulder's still bothering him.
Yeah, so getting an extra 2 weeks helps him. It helps Lane Johnson, who is, you know, basically dealing with Bosa with the torn groin, playing through pain. I know some guys, you know, you mess up your elbow, you can't play the rest of the game. Shout out to Lane Johnson for powering through it and gritting it out.
Who are you talking shit to specifically?
Lamar
Jackson?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Slap a brace on it, dude.
All right, man, we got a couple weeks of awesome podcasts. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. And again, drop us a nice rating, Apple Podcast. We're going to have a bunch of fun contests coming out for all the subscribers, Ryan. You guys paid.
I was gonna say, will we have squares? I've heard, because we've heard rumblings that there won't be squares this year.
There will be Super Bowl squares, and we will be doing Super Bowl bingo as well. But toss us a nice rating review over on Apple Podcasts, giving away gift cards over there as well.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
And I want to ask you this on every show between now and the Super Bowl. But what are the current odds? Today, Sunday, January 29th, 8:16 Pacific time. What are the current odds that Sean Stacking the Money Green is in the building for the Super Bowl?
Kramer for the Sports Gambling Podcast. Wait, I already did.
No, you didn't do any of that.
Okay,
you're just a robot. Thank you
for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
What are the odds? I need it.
From me? Yeah, I can't set the odds on my own magical journey to the Super Bowl, Ryan.
That's a long shot at this point.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan
+1,000.
Kramer. Let it ride.